What's up, everybody, and welcome to All Sports Best. I'm here with Adam Overstreet and Jordan Paul, juniors on the tennis, on the Caveman tennis team. How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. What we're going to do here is we're going to kind of do an alternate because I only have one mic. So we'll start with Adam. How did you get started in tennis?
Oh, well, I very little when I was young in elementary school. I used to go down to the tennis courts and play with my parents and brother. And then as I started to play more and more, got a little bit better, and the coach came and saw me one time, and he thought he would like to have me on the team. So I joined the tennis team in eighth grade, and now we're here.
Awesome. And then what about you, Jordan?
Well, my sister is a few years older than me, and she started playing her freshman year, so I thought, I might as well. So I went and followed her lead, and the coach saw me too and asked me if he wanted me to be on the team. And so I joined him.
Awesome. Okay, so how has your season been, collectively and then individually?
Our team's been doing pretty well. District's going on right now, and right now we're in the lead and hope to finish it out to the end of the season. We have a good top of the ladder, but we also have a very strong end of the ladder with Riley Nesbitt and Talon Brown and Grant Fritchie, who are all carrying the end and making us a real good team throughout.
Awesome. So you guys have a lot of chemistry as a team, not just doubles, but as a team as well?
Yeah, we're a pretty close team. I mean, I'm sure it's like that with every team, but I feel like particularly in this sport, it's all about the team. So we try to love on each other the best we can.
Do the girls team and the boys team get along pretty well and you guys support each other?
Yes, we practice together every day, and we share the same coach, of course, and the same workout, and we get to know each other just as good. We go on trips together. We cheer each other on as we're not playing. So yeah, we get along very well.
How hard did you guys work coming up to this season, and then throughout the season?
Pretty hard. At the beginning of the year, we thought to ourselves, well, we have a pretty solid team from 1 to 6, so why not try to give it a shot and win some state titles? So. We right off the bat, we just tried to hit the courts hard and get some quality practice in, and so we could get that title.
Absolutely. So what does a typical practice consist of?
At the beginning of practice, we usually go for a little bit of distance run, maybe 1.5 miles, 2 miles. Then we'll come in and start getting to work on the court. We'll like hit some ground strokes, warm up. Coach will feed us some balls, take some serves, maybe play each other, and then at the end of practice we'll finish with some sprints, and then just kind of like talk about like how to execute shots and like the mental part of the game.
Okay, awesome. So that you just cover it all at once. How did the two of you get matched up for doubles in the first place?
Well, we've been playing together for a long time now, and we've been good friends for our whole high school career, and same grade, so it's easy to pair us together, and we complement each other very well in our game.
So did you guys have an opinion when it came to choosing your partners?
Yes, we got a bunch of good guys, so we had a lot of different combinations we could run, and our coach and us sat down and we discussed what our best options were, and he thought our opinion, and Jordan and I turned out to have the best chemistry and the best chance to win a state title.
Awesome. So how have you guys developed chemistry since you guys paired up?
We've been playing together for a while now, and you learn how to play with other people when they make bad shots. You expect it after a while when they keep on doing it. So,
wow. So are you guys friends outside of tennis? Pretty good.
Yeah, we hang out a lot, and that kind of goes back to the court. Like, we know what they're thinking as the point goes on, and we know that if he's going to hit it or I'm going to hit it, and it turns out to go well. We don't clash too much. We are able to call balls easily and put balls away when we have to.
All Sports Best is sponsored by Yum Yum Yogurt, Farm Bureau, Bobby Bowen Insurance, and Albertsons Market. Adam, what is the difference between singles and doubles besides the obvious?
Doubles court's a little bit wider. We play a conventional doubles, and we cover the court. We split it up with perpendicular to the net. So I'll have left of the court and Jordan will have right, or vice versa. And we try to charge the net and put away balls quickly and take control of the net. And in singles, we play conventional singles too. And we're at the baseline stroking it, being patient, not being quite as aggressive as we are in doubles. and look to move them around instead of just hit the ball hard and hit winners. And that's basically it. It's more fun doubles. I think you have a teammate out there with you, so it's exciting. You can get excited with someone other than just yourself.
Right, and so doubles is more go after it, and singles is more you got to keep that stamina, so you kind of pace yourself.
That's the way we play. Some teams play differently, but our coach has won a lot of state championships, and this is proven to be the best way to play doubles and singles.
Awesome. Jordan, can you tell us a little bit about the unwritten rules of tennis?
When you're playing this sport, you try to be just a gentleman and not try to win cheap points. And so if a ball's in, you call it in, even if it's close. If you miss a call, then just give them the point. I mean, there's a lot of points you got to play, so it's cheap trying to get points by calling them out if they're in. We don't really cheer loud for our teammates. It might be surprising, but it's distracting, and it's just one of those unwritten rules. And then another thing is there aren't many refs walking around. I mean, at the state tournament, there will be some, but in the regular season, there aren't refs to call balls in or out, so you just got to be an honest man and call your balls in or out and try to be cheap and take easy points.
Okay. And then what about pet peeves? Do you guys have any pet peeves that maybe if another team did something would really kind of tick you off? Anything?
Well, I mean, it goes back to the gentleman rule. If they're yelling in the middle of your point, then it can be distracting and aggravating. And or if they're yelling at other courts around you at their points, it can be kind of annoying. I mean, it's a quiet sport. You're not trying to overpower your opponent by cheering louder than their team or something like that.
Cool. And then what about superstitions? Do you guys have any superstitions that carry over into your game?
We have a few superstitions that we use on our team. If we win a point with a big server or something, we try to get that ball back as quick as we can and try to do it again. We re-grip our rackets after every tournament or so, but if we do well in a tournament, we'll keep that grip on because it's a lucky grip. So nothing really too much, just the basics and superstitions.
Absolutely. What would you guys say are your strengths in your game?
Well, we like to hit the ball hard. I mean, it's not the most ideal strength, but if you get it consistent enough, then it can be pretty effective. Adam is pretty consistent with his game. I can't say that for myself, but I've got a pretty solid serve, I would say, and yeah.
That's about it then. Yeah. What improvements have you guys made from last year to this year as you guys have trained?
Well, at the beginning of last season, we didn't really give ourselves a true shot to win the state championship. But as we finished fourth last year, or third actually, and we really saw the potential that our team had, only losing one senior, that we thought the beginning of this year we could practice hard and we could get in shape and we could make a run. And our whole team has improved. We've been serving better. We've been winning matches big, unlike last year where we could sometimes collapse at the end and let them in or not be able to win at all. And this year we've been closing matches out, and it's been very big, and we hope to continue that until the beginning of May, where we can hopefully bring a title to New Mexico, Carlsbad, New Mexico.
So I guess this question could go for both of you, and maybe you guys can both answer it. Who are your role models, and who do you look up to?
At the Carlsbad Tennis Program, we have a wall on our courts and has the list of all the state champions and all the team champions, the team championships, and we look up to those people. Those people have like kind of paved the road for tennis in Carlsbad, and like names like Josh Miller and David Kowalski and Cody Watts and Helica Madrid are all like sprinkled all out that wall, and we hope to get ourselves up there, and we look up to them to chase after that ultimate goal.
Awesome.
I agree with Adam. I mean, that's our goal as a state title, but also Arthur Ashe was a professional tennis player, and he was a very calm player. He wouldn't get aggravated much, and he wasn't arrogant, and he was just a good guy. So that's who I try to be. I try not to be a jerk to my opponents, and I just try to be a good sport.
Awesome. What kind of support system does the tennis program have from the community here in Carlsbad?
We have, at home tournaments, we have, some people come out and watch us. Our parents travel to almost every tournament, if not all. And, our teammates, when they're not playing, they're always watching us. And when we're not playing, we're watching them. And, we cheer each other on from the outside the fence and try to encourage each other to be the best team we can. And it's worked so far.
All right. So in this part of the show, I'd like for you guys to go ahead and voice your shout outs if you have any.
Well, I have a shout out to our coach, Coach Galindo. He's a good coach. He's brought us this far since we were little kids. Our parents, they're always supporting us in all of our matches. And Mr. and Mrs. Higgins, who are big sponsors of ours and go to every match or every tournament that we're at. And they're the grandparents to our team.
All right. So any words of advice for kids aspiring to be tennis players in high school?
Just never count tennis out. We never really thought about playing tennis whenever we were real little, but as we grew older and came to the high school, we realized that tennis was maybe right for us, and we realized that we had some potential. And so just never count it out. Give it a couple tries. Go down to the courts and play a little bit and see if you like it or if you're good at it, and then go have fun with it. It's not too hard. You can do it. You can do it. It'll be fun.
Awesome. Thank you for the words of encouragement. That was Adam Overstreet and Jordan Paul. Good luck to you guys the rest of the season, and thank you guys for being on.
Thank you.